Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're continuing our study of the book of Acts. In this session, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 21, verses 15 to 26, Paul's Jerusalem arrival. As Paul and his missionary journey companions traveled that the final 64 miles from Caesarea to Jerusalem, Luke broke his narrative into four parts. And let's look at them that way. Acts chapter 21. First, there was the arrival to complete the mission trip, verses 15 and 16. And after those days, we packed and went up to Jerusalem. Also, some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us and brought with them a certain Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we were to lodge. They were carrying the collection from the Gentile churches for the saints in Jerusalem. Paul had a large group with him. Look at Acts chapter 20, verse 4. And Sopater of Berea accompanied him to Asia. Also Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and Tychicus, and Trophimus of Asia. Paul's narrative versatility is amazing. He moves smoothly from big picture, or Luke's narrative, versatility is amazing. He moves smoothly from big picture overview to minute detail. Mason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we were to lodge. The third missionary journey was completed in Jerusalem. Many years earlier, Saul left in a persecuting rage to be transformed and commissioned by Christ. It's fitting that Paul returns to where it began. God prepared Paul for this moment. He would no longer bear his witness in freedom. Instead, the apostle would share the gospel from chains. So, first of all, there was the arrival to complete the mission trip. And then Luke goes on to praise for God's gospel work, verses 17 to 20. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. When he had greeted them, he told in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord. And they said to him, "You see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who have believed, and they're all zealous for the law. The brethren received us gladly," assumes that the apostles were no longer in Jerusalem and the leadership was in the hands of elders. James, Jesus' brother, was leader. Jesus' brother. Look at Galatians chapter 1, verse 19. Paul says, "But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother." Jude chapter 1 says, Jude verse 1 says, "Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James." These two would have been well known. Matthew chapter 13, verse 55, it says, "Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas?" Mark chapter 6 and verse 3, "Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" So they were offended at him. The leaders accepted Paul's mission to the Gentiles. In fact, they were very enthusiastic about it. It says, "And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord." But what about other Jewish believers? And they said to him, "You see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law." And then the third part of Luke's narrative here is that there was concern about the Gentile believers. Verse 21 and 22. But they have been informed about you that you teach all Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children nor to walk according to the customs. What then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you have come. Now there was a problem. Rumors were infecting the fellowship. A false report was spreading that Paul was instructing the Jews who lived among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, to not circumcise their children, nor to walk according to the customs. Does it even matter that the rumor wasn't true? Well, no, because the leaders had a dilemma on their hands. They wanted to accept Paul and rejoice for the Gentiles, but they were concerned about his reputation's possible effect on the mission to the Jews. So Paul was a liability as it stood. Verse 22. What then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you've come. So there was a solution. Verse 23. Therefore, do what we tell you. We have four men who have taken a vow. Take them and be purified with them and pay their expense so that they may shave their heads and that all may know that those things of which they were informed concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law. But concerning the Gentiles who believe, we have written and decided that they should observe no such thing, except that they should keep themselves from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. They came up with a scenario for Paul to demonstrate his Jewishness and squash the rumors. But the distinction for the Gentiles was decided earlier and was the final word. So the solution to the problem was a compromise that left the door open for future missions to both Jews and Gentiles. Okay. And then the fourth part of Luke's narrative here is there was the witness to the Jewish believers. Verse 26. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, having been purified with them, entered the temple to announce the expiration of the days of purification, at which time an offering should be made for each one of them. Does this sound like Paul, the Paul we've come to know, who was so firm in justification by faith alone? I mean, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 to 22. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as Jew that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law as under the law that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law as without law. Not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. So, to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. So Paul was just as zealous for the law as the Jewish Christians there in Jerusalem. Paul's challenge was the same as ours today. Learn how to reach creatively without violating the truth. Compromise is in the means, not in the message. You have a great day.